Today's daf is Psochim daf Ayin Tes, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Ayin Tes, Omer Aleph, the 2 dots, B'muktoshim Einoi Kein. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza and Avadi ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yechezkel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned for Idli Nishmas Avram ben Yibodol Chaim Toivim, Ramoshe Chaim. And Le'ili Nishmas Nisano ben Yechezkel Shraga. So the sugya that we've been learning is the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua has a chiddush that says that even though achilas basar is not ma'akiv the kashrus of a carbon, even though the haktar seimurim is not ma'akiv the kashrus of a carbon, but you have to have basar. Rabbi Yeshua says, im ein basar, ein dam. Meaning at the time that you do the shechita kabbalah, hilacha, and zrika, there has to be at least a kezayis basar in existence. If you don't have a kezayis basar, the halacha says, Rabbi Yeshua is, you can't do a kosher zrika. Rabbi Eliezer argues. Rabbi Eliezer says, afal pi she'ein basar yeishtam. The Mishnah and daf ayin chesam in Beis said that this halacha of ein basar ein dam is a little different in the laws of Karban Pesach than it is as it relates to shar karbonos. Meaning, ordinarily, Rabbi Yeshua's halacha of ein basar ein dam, meaning Rabbi Yeshua's halacha that you have to have a kezayis basar, would state that you need either a kezayis of basar that will be eaten, or a kezayis of basar, a kezayis of emurim, that are going to be burnt on the mizbeach. But it doesn't matter if you have basar that's eaten, or if you have emurim that are put on the mizbeach. The Karban Pesach is different. The Karban Pesach requires a kezayis of basar that's eaten. And the reason is because achilas Karban Pesach is different than the achila of shar kachin. And it's for that reason the basar plays a more critical role. It impacts so many areas of halacha and hilchas Karban Pesach. Asher nogei le'inyoneinu, it impacts Rabbi Yeshua's halacha of an ein basar ein dam. It's not enough that you have a kezayis of a murim that goes on the mizbeach, but rather you have to make sure that you have a kezayis of basar that was nechal. The Mishnah had said, just to read it again inside, nitma basar v'chelav chayim, if the basar became tamei, so you physically have the basar. However, it's tamei. Even if you have chelev, the halach is ein zarek hadam. You wouldn't be able to do zrika. Nitma chelev a basar kaim zarek hadam. If something happened to the chelev, but you have basar, then you would be able to do zrika. And then the Mishnah contrasted that with other karbonos. Ubimukdashim, when it comes to other areas of kachim, einokin. Elav abishin nitma a basar. Even if the basar becomes tamev, chelev kaim, as long as you have chelev, zarek hadam. Because by other karbonos, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's enough that you have chelev. When it comes to psachim, then you have to make sure you have basar. Zok the Gemara, Masis Amani, who's the tan of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yeshua, it's Rabbi Yeshua. We know that by now. The Tanya learned in the Brayz. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, "Kolas vachem shabatayro." As it relates to all karbonos, shenishtayr mehen kizayis basar or kizayis chelav. As long as you have a kizayis of basar, or a kizayis of chelav zareh sadam, that's enough for you to be able to do a zrika. Kichatzi zayis basar, kichatzi zayis chelav. What if you have a half a zayis of basar that was eaten and a half a zayis chelav that was put on the mizbeach? In zareh sadam, you can't do a zrika. It's a little bit of a chiddush, because even though together you have a kezayis, so you would think it should be okay. The point that Rabbi Yeshua is making is that you can't be mitztarif basar that was nechal to basar that was put on the mizbeach. Just to bring out the chiddush a little bit more, wherever the Torah refers to haktara, it's referred to as an achilas mizbeach. B'shtei achilos hakasim medaber. Echad achilas adam, echad achilas mizbeach. And that's why in some of the lumdus in Kachim, there's always a havamina that maybe you could be mitzdarif, achilas adam and achilas mizbeach. So it's not like, oh, this is achila, this is haktara. How could you combine the two? Haktara really, on some level, is achila as well. Stating that, Rabbi Yeshua Shita is that you can't be mitzdarif, a chatzi zayas of basnar, and a chatzi kizayas of chelav uba oilu. When it comes to a carbon oilu, I feel like chatzi zayas basa, chatzi zayas chelav zarek hasadam. There the halach is you could be mitzdar for half a zayas of basa and half a zayas of chelav. The reason is b'nei shekulo kalo. Because all the meat of the carbon oilu, even the basa that ordinarily would be eaten, was burnt on the mizbeach. And being that it was all put on the mizbeach, so it all has one din. And for that reason, the halach is you would be able to be mitzdarf. So by shar karbonis, where the basar is eaten, the chelav is put on the mizbeach, you can't be mitzdarf. But when it comes to the karbon oil, where it's all put on the mizbeach, then you could be mitzdarf. Ube mincha, when it comes to a mincha, afa pisha kulu kayemes lo yisrek. The Shua holds that what would be if you have no basar, you have no chelav, but you have a mincha. Oh, mincha, that's not a good enough of a reason for you to be able to do zrika. And the Gemara asks the obvious question. What shaykh is mincha mayavid today? We're talking about a mincha. We're talking about an animal. We're talking about zrika with the dam. We're talking about eating basar. We're talking about burning a murim. But if there's a mincha, we're not discussing a mincha. Rav Papa said, minchas nesachim. No. What Yeshua was referring to was a minchas nesachim. A minchas nesachim is a certain type of mincha. There are many different types of menachos. Not all menachos were created equally. Mishnayos and Masechtos menachos and gemaras that detail it. Of minchas nesachim was a mincha that was brought together with a carbon. So there were certain karbonos and oil shlamim that had a mincha, u'minchasa v'niskeyim kemedubar. Niskeyim are the niskei hayayim, u'minchasan is the mincha that came along together with the carbon. So this minchas nesachin was really a part of the carbon oil. Being that it's part of the carbon oil, or part of whatever carbon that it's coming with, I would have thought, given the asimika, maybe you should look at it as part of a carbon. So in Rabbi Yeshua's world, where you need basar, you need a murim, maybe if you have mincha, which will have shiariya mincha, maybe that would be enough for you to satisfy this halacha of im ein basar ein nam kamash malon. So that's the chiddush. Then a basar or chaylev, the minchas nesachim, even though technically it's part of the carbon, but that's not enough. Says the Gemara, chaylev minolan. How did Rabbi Yeshua know that a kezayis of chaylev is enough for you to be able to do a zrika? Now what's the background of the question? Rabbi Yeshua's halacha of ein basar ein dan is learned out from psukim. It says in the Torah, v'asisa oiloi secha, habasar vehadam. Basar is traditionally translated as the basar that was nechel, even though we're talking about a carbon oil. But usually you think of basar as the basar that was nechel. Chelev, super high level, could be included in the basar, but usually chelev is chelev and basar is basar, certainly on a biblical level. In terms of the other makar that Rabbi Yeshua had, the dam zvachecha yishafech v'habasar toichal. That's easy. That's clearly talking about the basar that was eaten. So l'chura, the makar to Rabbi Yeshua's halach is the basar that was eaten. So if that's the case, how do you know that Rabbi Yeshua's halach is going to be true regarding the emurim as well? So the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yishmol matba mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananyud amakro v'hikter achelev l'reach nichoyach l'ashem. And we learn from that pasuk chelev afal pisha in basar, that as long as you have chelev, that alone would already be enough. Ashkechon Chelev, says the Gemara. Okay, so we're getting very, very technical. So I have a makar now for the fats of the animal that went on the Mizbeach, that they're included in the halach of Emein Basar Ein Dam. Yoseres HaKoved, V'shtei Kloyos. These were parts of the Emurim, but they weren't fats. The Kloyos are the kidneys. The Yoseres HaKoved is the diaphragm of the animal. The point is, it's not Chalavim per se. So it's part of the Emurim, but they're not Chalavim. So usually Emurim and Chalavim are changeable, meaning you usually think of one as being the other, but it's not true. Emurim is a little more inclusive. Emurim really means all the parts of the animal that were put on the mizbech. So if the makar is the hikter hachelev, so we have a makar for basar, we have a makar for chelev. Maybe not the yeseres hakoved and the shtei akloyes. So the Gemara says, so how do you know that those are going to be included? So that's up to Gemara. So before we find the makar, hecha minan dezarkinon. How do you even know that it is included? Av shetaken isht. Maybe it's not. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how I know that. Because when Rabbi Yeshua was making his point, he said, if you have basner, it's good. If you have chelev, it's good. And then he had to jump to an example where it's not good. What was an example of something that you may have of a carbon, but it won't satisfy the criteria of basner and dam? So his example was mincha. So it sounds like mincha hudaloyi. It sounds like only mincha wouldn't be good. But as it relates to those things, that would be okay. In other words, if you have the yoseres hakoved, if you have the shtei akloyes, that would be enough, according to Rabbi Yeshua, for you to be able to do a zrika. Minolon. So how do you know that? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan de Amar, Rabbi Yochanan himself explained it. Amar Kroy, he said it's learned from the pasuk l'reach nichoyach, and we learn from there, kol sha'at mala l'reach nichoyach, anything that goes l'reach nichoyach is inclusive. It's the same pasuk. Victor achelev, l'reach nichoyach l'ashem. So Victor achelev teaches me that chelev is enough for you to be able to do a zrika. L'reach nichoyach is marb even more than that, that anything that's an oil of the reach nechayach would be included. Zakti Gemara, v'itzruch l'michtav chelev, v'itzruch l'michtav reach nechayach. I need both makars. Because the Rechman of Chelev had only said Chelev avamina, I would have thought Chelev in Yoseres HaKoved Shtei HaKloyos Loi. Had it only said that Chelev is considered basar, quote unquote, for the Allah of the main basar in Dam, so I would have said only Chelev, but not the Yoseres HaKoved in the Shtei HaKloyos. Because the Rechman of reach nechayach. That's what the Torah had to say, the reach nechayach. Because the Rechman of reach nechayach, and had the Torah only said the reach nechayach, which you would think is inclusive. That's all inclusive. If it says l'reach nichayach, so you know anything that's oil l'reach nichayach and according to Rabbi Yeshua is enough. So I would know chelev, and I would know the yoseres hakoved, and I would know the shtei akloyos. So why then do I need chelev? Because havamino kol ha'olam l'reach nichayach v'afilu mincha. Because then I would have thought even the mincha, that's also oil l'reach nichayach. To mashmalon, that the mincha not, it has to be either basar, or it's the yoseres hakovei, and the shtei akloyos, or it's the chaylev. But the point is that if you would have the mincha, that in and of itself wouldn't be okay. So we have a little bit of a broader understanding of Rabbi Yeshua Sheet. Again, Rabbi Yeshua Sheet in Shas is that even though the achilas basar is not ma'akiv in the akhtaro, is not ma'akiv in the kaparo, but you have to have basar. What does it mean you have to have basar? Either the basar that was eaten, or the chalovim, and the yeseres hakovin, and the shtei akloyos, these parts of the animal that were put on the mizbeach. As long as you have that, that would be enough. What if it's a carbon that comes along with a mincha? I don't have any basar, I don't have any chalovim, but I have a little bit of the mincha, so that already won't be enough. So the Mishnah Vayta. So we're going to continue to discuss, not the Machloikis, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, that was really more of a digression of the Kor Sugis, but we're going to continue to discuss the halacha of Pesach Haba Betumah, and as a derivative of that, we're going to start getting into the Sugis of Pesach Sheni. So at some point, we'll have to do an introduction to Pesach Sheni. Certainly ain't kam v'koy me la'arich, but that's something that's going to come in the next few days. Zokta Mishnah, Nitma Kohol, if Klal Yisrael became Tomei, or Rubai, or even if Rebis Klal Yisrael became Tomei, or Shai Kehanim Tmeim, Vakoltaim, or if the Yidin were Tahar, but the Kehanim were all Tomei, Yasa Betoma. The halacha is, you're allowed to bring the Karban Pesach Betoma. This is halacha we're all familiar with, Toma Hutra Betzibur, Toma Dechuya Betzibur, but that's the halacha. If Klal Yisrael, or Reiv of Klal Yisrael, or just the Kehanim, Artame, so the halacha is you could bring the carbon betome. Nitma miyotaka. What if a minority of the Jews became tame? Hatahoyrin oisenes harishoin. So then the halacha is those minority of people that are, or majority of people that are tar, they bring the Pesach rishoin. Vatmeim, and the minority of people that became tame, they're oisenes hasheni, they're going to bring the Pesach sheni. So if Roiv of Klai Yisrael is tame, or even if only the Kehanim are Tomei, then you just bring the Karban B'Tomei. You don't think about it. If a minority of Yidden are Tomei, so now those Tmeim cannot bring the Karban Pesach. So what do they do? What they do is they have to bring a Pesach Sheni. And of course, this is the introduction to the laws of Pesach Sheni. But the daf is going to begin on a more technical note. Tanu Rabbanon, Hareisho Yisrael Tmeim, if the Yidden were Tomei, the Kehanim were Klisharis Tahirim, the Kehanim were all Tar, and the Klisharis were Tar, Hareisho Yisrael Tahirim, or if the Yidden were Tar, the Kehanim were Klisharis Tmeim, and the Kehanim the Klisharis were Tomei, Vafilu Yisrael, the Kehanim Tahirim, this is a Chiddush that we didn't have in the Mishnah, this next line. Even if the Yidden were Tahar, the Kehanim were Tar, but the Klisharis Tmeim. Only the klisharis batomeh. The halach is yasu batomeh. Then you bring the carbon batomeh. So not only is the carbon brought batomeh in the event that roiv of the yidden were tameh, not only is the carbon brought batomeh if the kayhanim were tameh, but even if the yidden were tar and the kayhanim were tar, but the klisharis batomeh, even then you have the halach of carbon abal batomeh. Now what's pashup shad? So we're going to talk about it a little bit. But the initial havon of it is, because what are you supposed to do? There's no way to bring a betahira. You need klisharis to be able to bring a carbon pesach. And if the klisharis are tameh, obviously we're assuming there's no way to be betahirit. So the halach is that you have no choice, and you're going to have to bring it in a state of Toma. And for that reason, the laws of Pesach Abba Toma are going to apply. And then the Brisa concludes and says, She'en carbon tzibur chalak. What does that mean? When a carbon is brought betoma, every single yid is now included in the halacha of carbon Abba betoma. Meaning, you don't say that the Tmeim are going to bring it betoma, but the Tahirin should bring it betahira. There could have been a havamina that even when a carbon is bought betoma, so let the tmeim bring it betoma, but let the tahirim give a chanetza and let them figure out a way to bring it betahira. The chiddush is that once you have a din of carbon abba betoma, everyone's treated the same, and it's all one carbon, and there's no this yid and that yid. It's v'shacha tovois and kol gal adas yisroch. Everybody is included in the same carbon, and this is the way it works. Rav Chizda said, this that the brisa said, that the halach and Pesach Abba Betumah is true, even if only the klishare is tamei, that should nitma sakin betamei. It's talking about where the sakin was tamei, and the sakin became tamei by coming in contact with a mace. Rachmana Amar, because see, you have the special halach that says b'chalal cherev, and we learn from it, cherev harehu kichala. The halach is that if metal touches a mace, it gets the status of a mace. Or if it touches a tamei mace, it gets the status of a tamei mace. The point is, it's possible for the knife to be an avatoma. With a knife is an avatoma, with a klishares, which was metal, the blade is an avatumo, so then you're going to have the halacha of cholol areo kicherev. It's an avatumo. Where it's an avatumo, then you have the halacha pesach abatumo. Why? Because from a time we gather the meikaru. Because inevitably, any kohen, even if he's tar, if he's going to do the avodah, so he's going to become tummy from coming in contact with the sakin. The sakin's an avatuma, and avatuma has the ability to be matama, adam. So he's now going to become tummy. Being that he's going to become tummy, so inevitably he's going to be tummy, so you have no choice. You have to look at it as a pasach above tuma. What would be if the sakin was tummy? But it wasn't tummy tumas meis, it was tummy tumas sheretz. Then the halachi is, you don't have this. Why not? Because even though the sake now is tome, but it's not an avatoma. If it came in contact with a sheretz, it's going to be a rishon l'toma. If it's a rishon l'toma, it could be metama, but it could only be metama oichlun umashkin. Right? A rishon makes oichlun umashkin into a sheni, but a rishon l'toma doesn't have the ability to be metama on it. So if that's the case, there is an inevitable toma that's going to happen here. But what is that inevitable toma? What's the nature of that toma? What's inevitable is the baser who the metama. The baser is going to be tome, for sure. Basar kachim could even be a revi latoma. It certainly can be a sheni latoma. So it's just the basar that's inevitably going to be tamei. Like avrele metamile, but it's not muchach necessarily that the person's going to be tamei. So if that's the case, taharim avid, tmeim lo yavid. There's no reason for a tamei now to be able to bring this carbon. Mutav yeyachal betumas basar belav ayeyachal basar betumas agav shubikars. Being that it's not inevitable that you need Tumas Meis in the Beis HaMikdash, because this Sakin isn't necessarily going to be Metama, the Kohen, and make him into a Tomei. So it's not inevitable that the Gavra, the Kohen that's doing the Avodah, is going to be Tomei. So it's for that reason you don't have the Halacha of Pesach HaBa B'Tumah. The concept of Pesach HaBa B'Tumah with the Klisharis is Tomei is predicated on the fact that it's inevitable that the Kohen that's doing the Avodah is going to be Tomei. Meaning, really, the Halacha is that if Klai Yisrael's Tomei, or if the Kohanim are Tomei, so then you have the Halacha Pesach HaBa B'Tumah. With the Klisharis is Tomei, then Memela, the Kohanim are viewed as being Tomei, because there's no other way for you to do the Avodah without becoming Tomei. But that's only true if that's Taka the case. So if the Sakin is an Avatumah, how's it possible for a Sakin to be an Avatumah? A Sakin's not a source of Tumah. Cholol areo kecherf. It could get a din of a mace, get the din of a Tomei mace. So it's possible for the Sakin to be an Avatumah. So there it's possible in Matama the Kohen. It's as if the Kohen is already Tomei. It's as if the Kohen is Tomei, theoretically. So therefore you have the Aloch and Pesach of Tumah. But if the Sakin is going to be Tomei Tumah Sheretz, so now all it is a Rishon L'Tumah. It doesn't have the ability to be Matama the Kavru. So the Kohen's not necessarily going to be Tomei. I mean that the Kohen is not necessarily going to be Tomei. So it's for that reason, you don't look at it as the Kayanim HaTomeim. The Kayanim are not Tomeim, so it's not Pesach HaBa B'Tumah. The Yidin HaTar and the Kayanim HaTar. Now, it's a little bit of a chiddush. That's why the Gemara is wordy. Because even though it's true the Yidin HaTar, and even though it's true the Kayanim HaTar, but the carbon's for sure going to be Tomei. So being that the carbon's for sure going to be Tomei, don't you still have to come on to Pesach HaBa B'Tumah? How are you going to bring this carbon? At the end of the day, it's Tomei. You bring a carbon B'Tumah, it's no such thing. Elamai, it's because it's Halacha of Tumah B'Tzibur. There's a concept of Pesach HaBa B'Tumah. So you're right, they're inevitably going to have a carbon that's brought B'Tumah. But that, the Gemara says, is true, but it's not going to help you for people that are Tomei Tumas Nefesh. Says the Gemara. But one thing you see from here, Alma Kosav Rav Chizda, Tumat Chuyehi B'Tzibur. Must be Rav Chizda holds Tumat Chuyehi B'Tzibur. Where do you see that? So Rashi says, get I to read it inside, B'Koyshi Hutra. You see from here that Tumah B'Tzibur is only B'Koyshi, it's like a B'Dievet. V'Chokama De'Efshel Adurei Atahayra Oya Tumah Kala Mahadrino. Because if you're going to tell me that Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur, at the end of the day, you have to come on to Tumah B'Tzibur. So once you have to come on to Tumah B'Tzibur, so as long as you need to come on to it, because otherwise, inevitably, the boss is going to be Tomei, that should be enough, and it should allow you to have the whole gamut of the lachas of Tumah B'Tzibur. V'chein Rabbi Yitzchak, Tumah Tchuyeh B'Tzibur. Yitzchak said the same thing, that the lach is Tumah Tchuyeh B'Tzibur. Rava said, Afilo Tmei Nami Avdi. Now, Rava said, I disagree. He said that in this case, where the Sakin is Tomei, even if it's Tomei Tumah Sheretz, meaning even if it's only Rishon Tumah, still the lach is that the Tmeim will be able to bring the carbon B'Tumah, my time in the Chziv. So he said it for a different reason, because the pasuk says v'habaser asher yiga b'chol tomei lo ye'achel be'esh yisarev v'habaser kol toicha yoichal baser. So this is a pasuk that's describing baser that's tomei, which you're not allowed to eat, and it's discussing a person that's tomei who's not allowed to eat baser tar. We learn from here kolichad like karina be'habaser asher yiga b'chol tomei lo ye'achel like karina be'habaser kol toicha yoichal baser kolichad like karina be'habaser asher yiga b'chol tomei lo ye'achel karina be'habaser kol toicha yoichal baser. Meaning in this case, being that the baser is going to be able to be eaten despite the fact that it's Tomei, so you don't have the halachas anymore of a Tomei as it relates to the kachim, because the two are tali zebezeh. And being that you have no choice but to come on to a tumat chuyu betzibur to be allowed to eat from this carbon pesach, and you're going to have tumat chuyu betzibur to be able to eat from this carbon pesach. So once there's a no halacha of not being able to eat this basar, that's tameh, you're not going to have the halacha that if you're tameh, you're not allowed to eat it. So it's treated like, technically, the iser of a tameh eating from the carbon pesach doesn't even apply, and therefore you're going to have the regular halacha of pesach haba betumah. Zok the Gemara itmar. So in the Mishnah, we discussed what would be if roiv of the yidin are tameh. So the halacha is yasu betumah. What if a miyut of the yidin are tameh? So then the halacha is atmei moisin es hasheni. Then the tmei bring pesach sheni. What happens if it's mechza al mechza? It's literally 50-50. So you do a census, and of all the Jews, half of them are tahar and half of them are tamei. What do? You don't have roif. So you don't have pesach baba tamo. It's also not a miyut. So maybe you don't have pesach sheni. How do you look at it? So the Gemara now is going to bring three shitas in the Amiron, what the halacha is, and then the Gemara is going to try to prove it from the Mishnah, and then the Gemara is going to have a Tanya Kavase to the first Shita, a Tanya Kavase to the second Shita, a Tanya Kavase to the third Shita, and then the Gemara is going to have a problem, because if the three Shitas don't stem with each other, how can you have a Braisa that supports each one of these Shitas? And then the Gemara is going to have to try to make it work. We're going to say the first Shita has a shem with the other two Braisa, and the second one has a shem with those Braisa, and the third one has a shem. That's the rest of the daf. So the Gemara itmar. Harisha, Yisrael, Mechza Torah, Mechza Torah. What would be if the Yidin were 50-50? Half the Yidin were Tar, and half the Yidin were Tameh. Rav Amram says, Mechza, Mechza, Kuroif. That if half the Yidin are Tar, half of them are Tar, we look at each half as if it's Roif. The Gemara is going to explain. Rav Kana says, Mechza, Mechza, any Kuroif. No. 50-50 is not roif. Rav Mechza Mechza Kiroif. Rav said when it's 50-50, look at it as roif. What does that mean? Halalu oisin la'atzman. Valalu oisin la'atzman. We look at the 50% that are tahar as if roif are tahirim. We look at the 50% of tameh as if roif are tmeim, which means that both mechzes are able to bring the Pesach Rishon. They can each bring the Pesach Rishon. Roif tahirim. So of course, they would bring the Pesach Rishon. If you have roif tmeim, you would also bring the Pesach Rishon. So how is this different than a case where Roif are Tameh and Amiyot are Tahar? The difference is, the Gemara is going to explain on Amid Beis, that when Roif are Tameh and the Amiyot are Tahar, so then the halach is you bring one carbon. She'en carbon tzibur nechaluk. Then they would all be able to be mishtatef for one carbon, and even someone that's Tahar, just to understand this, could have someone Tameh bring the carbon on his behalf. There's no laws of Tumah V'Taira, because every single Yid now is included in the din of Pesach HaBa B'Tumah. When it's Mechza Al Mechza, the Tahar has to see the world as if it's Roif Tahirin. So if from the Tahar's vantage point it's Roif Tahirin, so then his carbon can be brought, but not as a Pesach HaBa B'Tumah. So even though the Tmeim are bringing a carbon, and they're bringing it as a Pesach HaBa B'Tumah, that's from their perspective. So the Tameim see the world one way, the Tameim see the world another way. Nafkamina would be, they'd have to bring their own Korbanos. But again, the Gemara is going to work this Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, no, Mechza, Mechza, Eina Kiroif. Mechza, Mechza is not viewed as a Roif. What does that mean? Tahirin Oisin is a Rishon. So the Tahirin bring the carbon Rishon, bring the Pesach Rishon, Utmein, Oisin es Hasheni, meaning it's not Kiroif. So if it's not Kiroif, Pasha, but it sounds like it is, we look at it as a miyut. So what does it mean it's a miyut? So the halacha is that the Tahirin would bring the Pesach Rishon and the Tmein would bring the Pesach Sheni. The Tahirin are Tahar, they obviously bring the Pesach Rishon. Tahirin are never going to bring a Pesach Sheni. And the Tmein are going to bring the Pesach Sheni because we look at it as if they're a miyut of Tmein. And if they're a miyut of Tmein, they bring Pesach Sheni. Ikeda Amri, some had another lashon of Rav Kahana. I think the Omer of Kahana, Mechza, Mechza, Eina Kiroif. That Mechza, Mechza, you're looking at the Ikeda Amri. I'm all confused. Yeah, so Ikeda Amri, Omer of Kahana, Mechza, Mechza. Yeah, it's ganz confusing. We're just starting. So Ikeda Amri, Omer of Kahana, Mechza, Mechza, Eina Kiroif. No, some had a different sheet. They were of Kahana saying Mechza, Mechza, Eina Kiroif. What he meant to say was like this. Tayin, Oisin, and Sarishin. Tayin bring the Pesach Shreni. The Tmeim, Main and Oisin, Loya Sarishin, the Loya Sashreni. But the Tmeim can't bring any. Berishin, Leyadi, the Tmeim can't bring the Pesach Rishon, why do I have the Ruba? Because they're only a miyut. If Mechza Mechza is any Kiroif, so they're a miyut. If you're a miyut, then and you're Tomei, then there's no way for you to bring a carbon. Okay, if you're a miyut, at least bring a Pesach Sheni. But Sheni Le'avdi, they can't bring the Pesach Sheni either. The reason is that they have a miyut. Because at the end of the day, they're not a miyut either. Meaning, Rav holds Mechza Mechza, we look at as roif. So each mechza is viewed as a roif. So the mechza toirim, it's roif toirim. You bring a pesach rishon. The mechza tmeim, it's roif tmeim. So you bring the pesach rishon. Rav shita is, it's not easy, but it's straightforward. That's the shita of Rav. Rav Kahana said mechza mechza ena karoy. But there were two lishoynis. I'm not 100% sure what Rav Kahana meant when he said mechza mechza ena karoy. Did he mean ena karoy? So we look at them both as being a miut. So the toirim are a miut, they bring a pesach rishon. The tmeim are a miut. So they get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. That's the first Lishna of Rav Kahana. The second Lishna of Rav Kahana is that Mechza Mechza is in a Kerov, but it's also in a Kemiyat. It's end up having the worst of both worlds. You're not the Rav, but you're also not the Miyat. Okay, so from the Tahirim's perspective, again, it's straightforward. Tahirim always bring the Pesach Rishon. There's no other tzad. So the Mechza Tahirim, they're not a Rav, so Zayin, they're not a Miyat. Also doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you can end up bringing the Pesach Rishon. The Mechza Tmeim is where it gets tricky. Because if they're not a Roiv and they're not a Miut, so now they're in no man's land. They're Kerech Mikan or Mikan. Had they been a Roiv, they'd be able to bring the Pesach Rishon, Pesach Abba Tomo. Had they been a Miut, they can get pushed off Ish, Nitchel, Pesach Sheni. But being that they're not a Roiv and they're not a Miut, so the Halacha is, they can't bring the Pesach Rishon, they can't bring the Pesach Sheni. So again, what are the three Shittas? Rav Shita is 50-50. Everybody brings the Pesach Rishon, they just do it separately. Rav Kahana, in the first Lishna holds, that if you have a Pesach, where it's 50-50, the Tahirim bring the Pesach Rishon, and the Tmeya bring the Pesach Sheni. In the second Lishna of Rav Kahana, which is the third sheet in the Gemara, where it's Mechza Mechza, the Tahirim bring the Pesach Rishon. Tahirim are always going to bring the Pesach Rishon. That's never going to change. The Tmeim are not going to bring the Pesach Rishon, and they're not going to bring Pesach Sheni. So essentially, it's three sheetas as to what the Tmeim do when it's Mechza Mechza. According to Rav, the Tmeim bring the Pesach Rishon. According to Rav Kahana's first Lishna, the Tmeim bring the Pesach Sheni. And according to Rav Kahana's second Lishna, the Tmeim don't bring the Pesach Rishon, and they don't bring the Pesach Sheni. Zok the Gemara Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say about this. Mishnah clearly didn't talk about this case. It says the Gemara, Nitma Kol, Oy Ruboy, if the Yidden or Roiv the Yidden became Tomei, Shayakarim Tomei Vakol Toirim, Yasa Betom. So if Roiv the Yidden are Tomei, it's a Karmen Abba Betom. Ruba Huda Avdi Betom. It sounds like only if Roiv of them are Tomei. Avo Palgo, Palgo, Loy Avdi Berishon. But it sounds like if half of the Yidden are Tomei, then you're not going to make a Pesach Rishon. Who's that a Kashon? It's a kasha l'Rav. Rav is the one that said that where it's mechza mechza, you bring the Pesach Rishon. I'm like, Rav is going to tell you, Ruva avdi kula betomo, palgo upalgo, lo loyis and latzav, lo loyis and latzav. The Mishnah is not just discussing the halacha of the Tmeim, what they do. The Mishnah is discussing the whole gamut. So where you have Roiv of the Yidin that atame, not only do the Roiv bring the carbon betoma, but all the yidden, even the tahirim, can be mishtatif in the carbon betoma. Where it's palgo palgo, sidei the halach is halalu oisim laatzman, valalu oisim baatzman. Meaning, enochinami, that mechza, that palgo is still going to bring the carbon betoma, but it's only them that are going to be able to bring the carbon betoma, as opposed to the tahirim, they're not going to be able to bring the carbon betoma. Okay, now we mistar, but the Gemara says the Mishnah is actually mashma that way. So the Mishnah that we thought initially was a kasha on Rav, actually, it makes more sense according to Rav. Diktani, because the Mishnah continues, and said in the Sefer Nitma Miyat Takol, what would be if a Miyat of the Kol became Tomeis? And the Halachas Toyer Noisen as her Rishon, Utmei Noisen as Hasheni. Miyat to the Avdi B'Sheni. What does it sound like? Only the Miyat get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Avo Palgo Palgo Loi. But if it was Palgo Palgo, then you don't get pushed off to the Sheni. Va'avdi B'Rishon. Va'alolo Oisen Latzman. Va'alolo Oisen Latzman. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, at the end of the day, it actually sounds like from the Mishnah, more like Rav. Why? Because it sounds like the only time a Tomei is going to bring the Pesach Sheni is if he was a Miut. However, if he was a Mechzal Mechza, then really he's going to bring the Pesach Rishon. The Rishon of the Mishnah said only Roiv brings the... No, the Rishon of the Mishnah is talking about where all of Klal Yisrael brings the Pesach Rishon. Even the Tahirim can get included in the Pesach Abba Batoma. But in terms of when you get pushed off the Pesach Sheni, the Sefer really is very clear. If a Miut of the Yidden, that's when it's... But otherwise, it says, we're about the Kashan or Rav Kahana. Okay, so if that's the case, it sounds like now it's a Kashan or Rav Kahana. It sounds like the only time the Tmeim get pushed off the Pesach Sheni is if they're a Miut. So the Gemara says, I'm like Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana is going to say, I can make it work as well. Nitmu Miut HaKol. If a Miut of the Kol became Tomei, then the Aloch is Tair Noisen as a Rishon, Utmei Noisen as a Sheni. That's when you have the Aloch in a Mishnah. That Tairim do the Rishon, Tmeim do the Sheni. Ha, Palgo Palgo, what would be if it's 50-50? Tair Noisen as a Rishon, Aval Tmeim Enoi Noisen, Lois a Rishon, Veloyas a Sheni. I mean, you don't see that if it's Palgo Palgo that you bring the carbon the Pesach Rishon, all you see is that you don't bring the Pesach Sheni. Rav Kahana said, okay, that works with me. I also say you don't bring the Pesach Sheni. I'd rather also said that you don't bring the Pesach Rishon. The Gemara says, oh, Tanach Lishna Basra Rav Kahana. That's true according to the Lishna Basra Rav Kahana. What was Rav Kahana's Lishna Basra? That the Mechts of Tmeim don't bring the Pesach Sheni. Okay, so you'll tell me you also don't bring the Pesach Rishon. It's not a steer from the Mishnah. Elahach Lishna Rav Kahana Tanach Rishon Tmeim Rishon Tmeim Rishon Tmeim Rishon Tmeim Rishon Tmeim Rishon. But the first Lishna Rav Kahana was that the Tmeim do bring the Pesach Sheni. Rav Kahana is going to tell you like this. You're right. If the Mishnah wanted to tell me the biggest chiddush in Hilchos Pesach Sheni, the Mishnah could have said that even mechts of the Yidden that are tamei, they would bring the Pesach Sheni. I diktani miut called. And why did the Mishnah only say that halacha Pesach Sheni when a miut are tamei? I diktani reisha rubai tana name seifa miutai. Because the Mishnah just wants to be consistent with it sometimes. And the Mishnah sometimes is willing to forego. This is just the way Mishnayos was structured and the way the Tanam thought when they gave over Mishnayos and they wrote Mishnayos that sometimes consistency was something that was more important to them than even certain diyukim that maybe can throw us for loops. So in this case, even though maybe it can be a mashu misleading, because it sounds a little bit like, oh, only a miut of Tmei and bring the Pesach Sheni. But if you have mechtza of Tmei and maybe there's no Pesach Sheni, nah, it doesn't have to be that way. What's the diyuk? Because it says miutai, yeah, because the Reisha says rubai. So the Sefer says miutai, it's a klapta bisilvasar. But you want to know how halachically speaking, lav dafki miutai, even if, so again, we have over here three shitas in terms of half the Yidden Watar, half the Yidden Watame. What is that? So the half of the Yidden Watar bought the Pesach Rishon. That's easy. What about the half of the Yidden Watame? We have Rav Kahana in the first Lishna, Rav Kahana in the second Lishna. Rav said that the Mechtza of Tmeim brought the Pesach Rishon. Because Mechtza is Kiroi. So just like if Roif of the Yidden were Tomei, you'd bring a Pesach Abba Batoma. So if half the Yidden are Tomei, they also bring the Pesach Rishon. Rav Kahana in the first Lishna said, no, they're not going to bring the Pesach Rishon. They're going to bring the Pesach Sheni. Because Rav Kahana in the first Lishna holds that Mechza is not Kiroif. It's Kemiut. If a Miut of Yidden are Tomei, they bring the Pesach Sheni. So you're going to bring the Pesach Sheni. Rav Kahana in the second Lishna said, no, if half the Yidden are Tomei, you're not going to bring the Pesach Rishon, you're not going to bring the Pesach Sheni. Why? Because Mechtz is not Roif, like Rav said. It's not Miut, like Rav Kahana in the Erste Loshin, but it's Nishtahi Nishtahar. It's not Roif and it's not Miut. So what are the Tmeim supposed to do? If Roif of the Yidden were Tomei, you can bring the Pesach Rishon. Brave the Yidden are not Tomei. If Miut of the Yidden were Tomei, you can bring the Pesach Sheni. Ish Nitcha, but it's not an Ish. So therefore, you end up doing nothing, says the Gemara, very problematically. Tanya Kavasin the Rav. Tanya Kavasi to Rav Kahana betray Lishni. So we have a Tanya Kavasi to Rav and Tanya Kavasi to the two Lishonis Rav. Tanya Kavasi to Rav. What's the price that supports Rav? Oh, Yisrael, Mechza Tori, Mechza Tameim. If the Yidden were 50-50, half with Tori, half with Tomei, Lolo Yisrael, Latzman, Lolo Yisrael, Latzman, they could each bring their own Pesach Rishon. It's a problem. Tanya Kavasi to Shekamo. We have a price that supports the Shekam to Rav Kahana. We show Yisrael, Mechza Tori, Mechza Tameim. Again, if it was 50-50, Tori Noisen as a Rishon, with Tamei Noisen as a Sheni. So the Tori am I going to bring the Pesach Rishon, and the Tamei am I going to bring the Pesach Sheni. Tanya Kavasi to Bas to Rav Kahana. So again, we have the three shitas that are mafurish of Bryce. It says the Rav, Lulishna Basa, Rav Kahana. According to Rav, that said that with Mechza Tmeim, they can bring a betuma. And the Lishna Basa, Rav Kahana, that said with Mechza Tmeim, they don't bring any carbon. So how are you going to explain the Bryce that says, Toyrin Oysen as a Rishon with Tmeim, as a Sheni, Echemetarzlo? You have a Mefurish Bryce that says that if it's Mechza Tmeim, they bring the Pesach Sheni. Right? Rav and the second Lishna of Kahana both said, right, this is where they're joining forces, even though they're saying very different shitas, but they have in common that you can't bring the Pesach Sheni. Rav says you can bring the Pesach Rishon. Rav Kahana in second Lishna says you can't bring anything. But they both hold you can't bring the Pesach Sheni. And here you have a Braisa that says you can bring the Pesach Sheni. It's a Braisa. So how are you going to mefarish this Braisa? So the Gemara is going to make a little bit of an Oikimta. Kigoy, Shoy Yisrael, Mechza Tori, Mechza Tori. It's talking about this Braisa, specific case. I mean, the case of Rav and Rav Kahana is a regular case. Half the Yidden Atar, half the Yidden Atomi. This is going to drill down a little bit more in the analytics of the Mechza Tahirim and the Mechza Tmeim. It's talking about where it was 50-50. However, V'noshim Mashlimois L'Tmeim. The reason it's 50-50 is because they counted the men and they counted the women. So if you count up all the men and all the women and you add it up together, what you end up with is 50 Tmeim, 50 Tahirim. But if you would not count the women, then you would end up having Roif Tahirim. It was the Noshim that were mashlimos le'tmeim. But without the women, really, what would you have? you would have roiv toyrim. Because sovar, the tan of the Braisna holds, noshim, berishon, rishos, that women are not obligated to bring a carbon Pesach. Now this is something we didn't even touch yet. It's sugis later, between here and Arbi Pesachim. But noshim, there is a mandama that holds, carbon Pesach is rishos, this mandama holds is a chayfa. So the tan of this price, says the Gemara, held that noshim is a rishos. If that's the case, then really, from a deraisa perspective, from a chiyuv perspective, we shouldn't be counting the women. So dal noshim mitmeim, and we exclude the women. Nice way to end the weekend. But we exclude the weekend. Like what do we talk about the whole weekend? So the women get excluded from the cheshmen. So if that's the case, v'havalut me miyuta. So really, you have roiv tairim. The women, right? So miyuta yidachu. So the miyutim get knocked out. The pesach shenis. It's partially really you have a miyut. Meaning the Bryson set it up. It was mechza mechza. Yeah, really, it's mechza mechza. But if you go into the numbers a little bit, it's really roiv. It's roiv tairim. It's miyut tairim. It's miyut tairim. That's why the halachas get pushed off to pesach sheni. So it's not a stira. Really, if it's mechza mechza, maybe there's no pesach sheni according to those shitas. I have a mufurish price on mechza pesach sheni. No, it's a case where really was roiv tairim. So the gemara, the rav, according to rav, ulilishne kama the rav kahana. Again, rav who holds that where it's mechza tairim, you bring the pesach rishon. And the Lishna Kanu of Rav Kahana that says that where it's Mechza Tmeim, you bring the Pesach Sheni. Oh, the Tanya, we have that price, so that's imported. The other Shnita, Torah Noisen as a Rishon Tmeim, Ein Noisen Lois, Rishon Lois, Hashen, Heichi Metaritzilo. How they can learn Pshat in that price? So the Gemara is going to do something very similar. Rav Metaritzilo, Rav is going to explain it. Now, Rav and Rav Kahana are both going to have to explain a little bit differently over here. Because Rav's going to have to explain why it doesn't say in that price that the Alach is you should bring the Pesach Rishon. And Rav Kahana, in the first Lishon, is going to have to explain why the price doesn't say you bring the Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, Rav's going to say, Kohen Shoy Yisrael, Mechza Tmeim, Mechza. Talking about with the Yidin, we're Mechza, Mechza. Again, the Noshin, Oitvois, Al HaTahoyrim. However, the Noshim that were Tahoyrois were, there were more Noshim Tahoyrois than there were Tmeyois. Says the Gemara of the Kasov and Noshim Rishon Chayv. And the time of the Brisa holds that women are obligated to bring the Pesach Rishon. Ubasheni Rishos. But when it comes to the Pesach Sheni, also sugilated that they don't have. So there's a mandam that holds that women have Pesach Rishon, but they don't have Pesach Sheni. But recently, Avdi, the reason that that the Tmeim are not going to bring the Pesach Rishon is the Havalei Miut. Because at the end of the day, they're a Miut. Why they're a Miut? I thought it's Mechza Tmeim, Mechza Tmeim. Because in this case, it's not Noshim Mashlimois. You have to be Medayik to Gemara. It's Noshim Oitfois Ala Tahirim. There's actually more Tahirim than there are Tmeim over here. The reason there's more Tahirim than there are Tmeim is because of the Noshim. So now you end up having more Tahirim. Or being that you have more Tahirim, so it's for that reason the Tmeim don't have the ability to bring a Pesach Rishon because you really have Roiv Tahirim. You don't have Mechza Tahirim, you really have Roiv Tahirim. So you have Roiv Tahirim, you don't have the ability to have a Pesach Abba Batoma. So really, the Tmeim are now a Miut, and Miut have the Barishon. Ubesheni lo yavdi. Okay, so if they're a Miut, let them bring a Pesach Sheni. The reason there's no Pesach Sheni is because Dal Noshim Inayu, because as it relates to Pesach Sheni, we don't count the women. As it relates to Pesach Rishon, we count the women because Pesach Rishon is a Chayva for the women. But as it relates to Pesach Sheni, it's only Rishos. So we're not going to count. So as it relates to Pesach Sheni, Havli Palgo Palgo Pagli Avdi B'Sheni. So basically, he's talking about without the women, it was 50-50. With the women, it was Roif Tahirim. As it relates to the Pesach Rishon, so you have Roif Tahirim. If you have Roif Tahirim, so they can't bring the Pesach Rishon. As it relates to Pesach Sheni, we don't count women because Pesach Sheni for the women is only Rishos. So really, what you have is Palgo Palgo. If you have Palgo Palgo, so the cop of the Pesach Sheni, you can't have it. So it's very muvan then why it says Ein Oisim Loyes Rishon Loyes Sheni. If it was a classic mechza mechza, then no, then you wouldn't have this halacha, says Rav. What would you do? You'd say, bring it tumah. That would be the halacha, because mechza is really treated like roif. But hacha b'mayaskina, where really it was roif tahirim klapet a Pesach Rishon. Why? Because with the women who are obligated in Pesach Rishon, you have a roif. I then, mamon of shach, so it's a miyut of tmei, bring the Pesach Sheni. There it is, women klapet Pesach Sheni is a Rishon, so the women don't count for Pesach Sheni. And that's Rav Kahana, I'm a palganami avdi b'sheni. Now, according to Rav Kahana, that holds that if it's palgo, palgo, the halacha is you bring the Pesach Sheni. So said again, this is Rav Kahana in the first Lishna. So what's the Kasha? Meaning based on the Akimta that we just made, so the women are not included in Pesach Sheni. Okay, so you take the women out of the Pesach Sheni. So what's the halacha? You can end up with Mechza Mechza. But Rav Kahana in the first Lishna holds that even where it's Mechza Mechza, you bring the Pesach Sheni. So everything that we just said is very nice according to Rav, where Mechza Mechza, you don't bring the Pesach Sheni. But according to Rav Kahana that says Mechza Mechza in the first Lishna, you're viewed as the being the miut, and as a result, you bring the Pesach Sheni. So, based on this Akimta, they would bring the Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, "Hachim Metaritz." He's going to explain this fast. Going Shoy Yisrael, Mechz Natoy Mechz Natoy. So with the Yidden with Mechz Mechz. V'Noshem Ashlimais LaTahirim. Not V'Noshem Oitfais LaTahirim. It's Noshem Ashlimais LaTahirim. Meaning, without the women, you would have Roiv Tmeim. Because Sovar and he holds the same thing like we just said earlier. Noshem Berishon Chayve B'Sheni Rishos. Women are obligated in Pesach Rishon, but the Potim in Pesach Sheni. Berishon LeAvdi. The reason they don't bring the Pesach Rishon is the Havalu Palga U Palga. You have 50-50 U Palga Berishon LeAvdi. And Palga Tmein, according to Rav Kahana, the first Lishna, you can't bring the Pesach Rishon. What was the Shita? You bring the Pesach Sheni. Okay, so bring the Pesach Sheni. Basheni Nami LeAvdi. The reason you can't bring the Pesach Sheni is because as it relates to Pesach Sheni, you don't count the women. So you can't count the women. Havalu Tmein. Ruba, you end up having Roiv Tmein. Ruba LeAvdi Basheni. And the Roiv can't bring the Pesach Sheni. One last Gemara. Ula Rav Kahana. According to Rav Kahana, Hodetanya Risho Yisrael Mechzatoyim Mechzatimeim. Halalo Isan Latz, Valo Isan Latz, Menechim Metaritz Lost. Again, we had three Shitas. And three prices that supported the three shittas. So we were working our way backwards. So we explained how Rav and Rav Kahana in the first Lishna would explain the price that supports Rav Kahana in the second Lishna. We explained how Rav and Rav Kahana in the second Lishna will support the price, will stem with the price that supported Rav Kahana in the first Lishna. What we have to figure now out is how Rav Kahana in both Lishnas is going to stem with the price that supports Rav. Rav is good now, because the only Bryson that we have left open that we need to figure out is the Bryson that's Tanya Kavasi de Rav. So now we don't have to talk about Rav. But Rav Kahana, either Lashon that you're going to go with, Hod Tanya, Harishay Yisrael, Mechzatay, Mechzatmei, Halo Loisin La'atzman, Valo Loisin La'atzman, Hechim Taras, how's he going to explain that Bryson? And here the Gemara couldn't come up with any Yetzes. It doesn't matter if you do count the women or if you don't count them. It doesn't matter if they are Chayv in Pesach Rishon or Potter. It doesn't matter if they're Chayv in Pesach Sheni or if they're Potter. Amalek Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana is going to say Tanohi. I concede it's a Machloikis Tanoh. Ikilamandom and Mechzal Mechzal Keroiv. Ikilamandom and Mechzal Mechzal Ena Keroiv. I hold like the Tanoh. There were other Bryces, let's be honest. So Rav kind of certainly has a Tana of the Messiah. He has Tanya Kavosis. So if that's the case, he can certainly have a Shita. Ah, you have a Bryce? Okay, so you have a Bryce. There was no way to make it work. We were able to make the Bryces work according to Rav, but in terms of Rav Kahana, at the end of the day, making it work with the Bryce, that was Tanya Kavosis to Rav, that wasn't something we were able to do. So again, not such an easy Gemara. I mean, it's just a little bit of math. But really, at the end of the day, what we have here is the halachim that if Rav of Klal Yisrael was Tomei, so the Pesach was Babi Tumah. If a Mir of Klal Yisrael was Tomei, not the Tahirim border carbon Pesach, they border B'Kedusha V'Tahira, but in terms of the Mir of Yidin, they got pushed off to Pesach Sheni. What would be if it was Palgo Palgo? Or Mechza Mechza, what would be over there? So we have three shittas. In terms of the Mechza Torim, again, that's easy. The Mechza Torim are going to bring the carbon Pesach. The question is, what do you do with the Mechza of Tmei? Rav said, Mechza is Keroiv. Sounds like this is like a Yesoid Fishas. Half is like Roiv. So if half is like Roiv, so it's as if you have Roiv Tmeim, carbon Ababa Tumah. So what's the difference between Roiv of Klal Yisrael being Tameh and half of Klal Yisrael being Tameh? At the end of the day, it's always going to be carbon Ababa Tumah. It's true. It's always going to be carbon Ababa Tumah. Nafkamina is it going to be one carbon or is it going to be two carbonas? Will the Tmeim go separately and the Tayyim are going to go separately or is it going to all be done together? But the Rav Shita is Mechza Tmeim. You bring the carbon betomo because we look at it as if it's Roiv Tmeim. We look at it as if it's a carbon Ababa betomo. Rav Kahana in the first Lishna said that if you have Mechza Tmeim, the halacha is you bring a Pesach Sheni because whereas Rav said Mechza is viewed as Roiv, Rav Kahana in the first Lishna says Mechza is viewed as Miyat. And Rav Kahana in the Lishna Basra says that Mechza is not Roiv, it's not Miyat, it's a Nishtahi Nishtaher. And because nishtahin nishtahir, it's stuck. Can't bring a carbon Pesach. It's actually possible for a yid to not be able to bring half of Klal Yisrael, not to be able to bring the carbon Pesach. Bizman shebeis hamikdash hayikain, not bizman hazeh. Bizman shebeis hamikdash hayikain, it's possible for half the yid not to be able to bring the carbon. Why not? Because they're not roif, so they can't bring the carbon of Batumah. They're not a miyut. You don't even have a Pesach sheni. And as a result, you end up being korech mikan and mikan. Who's right? So the Gemara says, Tanik avasi deraf, Tanik avasi lishna kamu, deraf kahana, Tanik avasi lishna basruf kahana. The Gemara is going to continue tomorrow, but we will stop over here.